This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Do you drive a vehicle? Then you'll find AutoCorrect helpful, especially on Coach Charlie's Tip of the Week. Listen to our podcast with me, Coach Charlie Melton, on any podcasting platform or on the MPB Public Media app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Fix It 101, the home improvement show to help you do it yourself. I'm Lacey Alexander, here with Pam Pybus, ASHI Certified Inspector at Inspect It Like a Girl, and Jeff Salmons from Houseworks. Our guest today is Sherry Durden from Bob's Pools. If you are ready to take a dip in the pool, not so fast. On today's show, we want to talk to you about what you need to keep that pool clean and working right. Do you need a permit for an above-ground pool? What is the proper way to test your water so you know it's safe for cleaning? What gadgets and machines are essential for owning a pool and keeping it clean, etc., etc.? Share your comments and experiences with us this morning. Send an email to fixit101 at mpbonline.org. Good morning, Pef, Pam, and Jeff.
Pef, the duo.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pef
and Sherry. Any projects you three are working on to get us warmed up before we introduce Sherry this morning?
Oh, man. I'm trying to get that pool fixed. So,
yeah, it's that time.
It is that time. Well, and you know what we got now is that yellow layer. Because we're getting that pollen coming in. So, yeah. Blech. But I played in a pickleball tournament this weekend. Let me tell
imagine
you.
Imagine that.
Pammy was so tired. Sunday afternoon, I just fell into my recliner, and I was like, I ain't moving until in the morning.
Well, soon you can relax in your pool
in
after
my pickleball.
Pool.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let's welcome our guest today, Sherry Durden from Bob's Pools. Sherry, you are the poster child for keeping it in the family. Tell us about Bob's Pools and why this industry is important to you.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have been in the family business for my whole life, 50 years plus. I don't really like to say that, but I have. But my grandfather started the business back in 1959.
Wow.
And died at an
early age. There were swimming pools in 1959.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that where Bob comes from then? The name?
Yes. His
okay.
name is Bob.
You know, I've known Jim forever, and we've never talked about that.
Yeah, Jim is my father, and Bob was his dad.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. So family legacy of pools.
Absolutely.
What's interesting is I'm sure that taking care of a pool, building a pool, has changed a lot in the 50 years that this has been going on.
It has. You know, back in the 60s, they used to build the huge, 20 by 40. We only build gunite pools, which is the concrete, pools, and they were so deep, 10 to 12 feet deep.
Yeah.
Wow. Huge pools.
A big square.
Five inches thick of concrete, and now these days it's so different. Lots of different pools out there.
So is it easier these days?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
And the smaller the better is what I say.
Right. Well, I guess that depends, because you may want a big pool because you got a big family, but if it's just you and a spouse, you really don't need a big old pool taking up the whole yard.
Correct.
What do people need to know, Sherry, if they don't have a pool but they want one? What do they need to know before committing to that purchase or committing to that project?
Well, if their yard is big enough for a pool, most likely it is, but you got to have access points in and out with big trucks. You got to make sure that's possible. And definitely get a soil sample. Here in Mississippi, we've got really bad clay and dirt, and that is a huge thing to do, just to get a soil sample.
Because I had an experience, Sherry, I don't know if you know this, and I've been going to you guys ever since I moved in my house 30 years ago. But I had an enormous pool. It was one of those old ones. And because of the clay, it shifted. Well, the problem with shifting in a pool is that the pipes that get the water into the pool and circulate, they all detached.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so, that happens a lot.
Yeah, there were big bubbles
right,
coming.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah, that was a problem. And so I ended up having a guy come in. And this guy, my dad gave me his name and number, but he came in and kept the shallow end. That's why my pool is so small. And I just kept and it's smaller, and it's so much easier to keep up with.
It is. Yeah, definitely. If you have a small family, or you just want like a cocktail pool or a, you know,
a cocktail pool.
That is very popular these days.
Okay.
A cocktail pool. And it's got the little ledges so you can sit in the water.
Now, I've never heard that term. I want a cocktail pool.
Yes. Now, for the young families, you know, they've got lots of young kids. You want to deep end with a diving board.
You know,
a slide maybe and, you know, all the fun stuff. But then over the years, once the kids, you know, get older, go to college, and nobody uses the pool anymore. So the adults want to have, they might want to remodel the pool.
Or if you're a 29-year-old unmarried MPB employee,
yes,
you want yourself a cocktail pool.
Mine's almost a cocktail pool. I guess it could be.
I would say it was.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I sit on the steps.
You know, I think I've had a pool in every house that we've ever lived in, I think. Maybe. But anyway. I like Sherry, you tell me, but I like a zero entry and then go down to about 5 feet maybe, or maybe
Perfect.
6 feet.
Yes.
I mean, because here's the problem. If the pool is so deep, I don't think you use it like you would if it's a little shallower where you could stand up.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what a zero entry is. Are we talking about an incline?
Yes. My pool is, there's no steps. You just walk in, and the further you walk, the deeper it gets.
Oh, that's nice. Kind of like a wave pool.
Yeah, and you know, it's good for grandkids because you can put them right there in the little, mm-hmm. you know, 6-inch deep part.
Right. They call that a tanning ledge as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
A tanning ledge. I'm learning all the...
cocktail pool, tanning ledge. Uh-huh. I'm learning.
I'm sold. We need a pool.
We're going to have some people want a pool.
That's yeah, right. Seriously.
Yeah, but once you get that pool, you got to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that, Pam, is a great segue into my next question.
Okay.
We talked about how you've been in the family business for a while now. How have the chemicals needed to clean that pool changed over the years?
It's really changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, people used to add muriatic acid and shock. And that was it.
Oh, wow.
And that's not the way to go.
Don't do that.
It will lower your alkalinity and lower your pH by adding that acid, and that makes the water really acidic. So it's basically eating away at your pump and motor.
And you're burning your skin off
exactly.
And you're swimming pools.
Rashes, you name it.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's very important to keep the water chemistry just right.
Yeah.
It makes
yeah.
your equipment last longer, makes your pool last longer, whether it be gunite or vinyl liner, fiberglass, whatever it may be, makes your pool last longer.
So what do you do now?
You check your alkalinity, your pH, your chlorine, your calcium, stabilizer.
Oh, wow.
There's just a lot involved, so it's just highly recommended to take it to the nearest pool store, like Bob's Pool Service.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we can teach you how to do it at home if you don't want to do that.
There's a kit that, and I've tried several things. There's an app on your phone, so you can dip the strip and then take a picture, and the app will tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm kind of, you know, y'all know Jeff makes fun of me. I'm a nerd, so I read the pamphlet. On the little test kit, and I love that, you know, 4 drops here and 3 drops there, and I like that. I like being able to figure that out. And then if it's a head scratcher, I just grab a bottle and put it in there and run it over to Bob's Pool Service, and they pour it in a little vial and hit this button, and then in about, I don't know, 3 minutes, you've got the chemical makeup, and then they tell me what to do. I need to be told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, do this much.
You know how I test mine? I put my foot in it. Hey, this feels good enough to go swim, and it looks good.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
It's got the clarity.
Well, you know, I swim in the Mississippi Sound, so.
Yuck.
Jeff's just happy to be here.
Yeah, yuck.
Nothing wrong with that.
You got any alligators in that?
Yeah, right.
So,
do people still do saltwater pools?
You can do the foot test.
The foot test, a la Jeff. Do people still do saltwater pools, Sherry?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot of saltwater pools out there, and they just saltwater pools will make a high pH in the pool.
So you clean those differently, I'm guessing.
Well, not really clean them differently. You just have to, you know, keep up with the pH and alkalinity, and you're using that muriatic acid then to lower it. But also salt pools, they're known for scale high pH causes scaling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Causes scaling, and so you got to be careful with that too, and treat it with other chemicals to keep that down.
Educate our listeners on what scaling is.
It is the white buildup, like you get on the tile. Mm-hmm. There's also, you could get white buildup on the, like, the gunite. You'll just start seeing white, it looks like calcifications, you know, white spots, that kind of thing. That's just called, it's called scaling, and it's hard to get rid of.
My granddaddy, he had an in-ground pool, and the liner on his pool stayed ripped all the time. My poor granddaddy had to fix the liner on that pool so often. What would you recommend to someone who was having a problem, like a cosmetic problem like that, where things just kept getting ripped and kind of messed up?
It is caused by water chemistry. Mm-hmm. So the liners will get very brittle if there's not enough calcium in the water.
Really?
Yes. So it's very important to keep your alkalinity, pH, and especially calcium for vinyl liner pools, because it conditions the liner.
Interesting. Sherry, I did fail chemistry, so I'm really glad you're here to explain all this to me.
Well, I barely passed chemistry, believe it or not. That's totally different than what I do now.
Yeah.
Those formulas, I just...
Of scientific terms in pool upkeep.
Yeah, there is. And I mean, what I love about having Bob's Pool Service and other pool services is that they can answer all my questions. You know, and your guys are always so good. I go in there with, you know, well, what do I do about this? One of my favorite things that I bought, though, was my dolphin.
Yes, dolphins are wonderful. That's the new pool cleaner.
I was about to ask.
Robotic pool cleaner. You know, you still have your old Polaris's that you know, hook to the side of the pool. They clean, do a really good job. But now the robotic cleaners have come out, and Dolphin is just a brand name made by Matronix. There's different models, but they...
Now, how is that operated?
It's electric.
Really?
So they've got a power supply. You just plug it into the
wall. Plug it into the
and
wall.
And let it go, and it vacuums.
It
and then
goes
you just,
up the wall.
You dump the bag.
It scrubs everything.
Really?
And that's what I like about it is that it's continually. And I run mine every day. I mean, and there's a button. I'll go. Mm-hmm. Some of them you can buy the ones that you can program.
Right.
So it'll know to run, you know, every so often, every 3 days, every 1 day,
but now,
whatever.
Sherry, you can hire your pool company to come take care of your pool.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you don't want to fool with strips and your phone and the toe check, because that's probably not the right way to do it, just put your foot in it.
Right.
It's probably not right,
not
is it?
Not at all. No.
Okay. So we could just hire y'all and you would come take care of the pool, put the chemicals in when you need to and all that.
We do all of that. Yes.
Perfect.
You can do it weekly, every other week, once a month.
See, that's my
prefer.
Style. Sherry, send someone out to clean my cocktail pool, please.
There you go.
We'll continue our discussion with Sherry, learn more about Bob's Pools, learn more about pool upkeep in general. Welcome back to Fix It 101 on MPB Think Radio. I'm Lacey Alexander here with my friends Pam and Jeff, who we have dubbed Pef, and our Sherry. Our guest today is Sherry Durden with Bob's Pools, who's been educating us on all the science that goes into cleaning pools, what you need to know before you want to build a pool. And we were having a little bit of discussion during the break. Sherry, you said Bob's Pools only does in-ground pools, correct?
Correct,
so
yes.
The permit process to get an above-ground pool, Jeff, you said might be a little bit different, or maybe...
Well, you know, once I think about it, I'm sure it's the same, because you do have to pull a permit in permitted counties for an in-ground. And the main thing that they're looking for is the ground, which what I'm talking about, there's a wire that goes all the way around that pool to make sure when you are in the water, if there is an electrical malfunction because there's a lights in the pool, that you do not get electrocuted.
I'm so glad you said that, Joe, because we inspect pools as part of our home inspection.
Sure.
So we'll go in and look at the equipment. The only thing that we won't do is we don't backwash and all that, and we don't check the chemicals, but we're just looking. And the number one thing that is wrong with swimming pools in residential applications is the wiring.
Mm-hmm.
I've just seen them just... Like the bonding wire was never put in on the back of the motor. And I'm like, yeah. you're swimming in right. a pool that is connected to electricity.
Right, exactly. Mm.
And the little screw has been, a lot of times it's not even there anymore. Right. I'll see the clamp and the screw is gone.
Yeah.
So we'll call that out, or I'll open up the panel and they've overfused wires, or they've bonded the panel. There's just so many things on the electrical. And then, you know, if Paw Paw did it, it's then
that's
it,
right.
game on mm-hmm. if Paw Paw
There's
did
a lot
it.
Of do-it-yourselfers out there
yeah.
that love
yeah.
to do the wiring, and sometimes it's definitely not the right way to do it.
Yeah. Well, as long as Bob's Pools has been in business, I'm sure earlier in the inception of the business, it was more common for people to build their own stuff. So I'm sure you've seen it all when it comes to incorrect construction.
Well, not me personally, but I've heard about it from, yes, my dad, and then our service department. You know, we hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
And you've got to think about, let's just talk about safety for a second, whenever you're talking about safety on swimming pools. I think the code is that you've got to have a fence around that thing at least 6 feet high with closable gates.
Mm-hmm.
So in other yes. words, it's not a gate that you can open and leave open. It's got to have a spring load on it so it comes back and closes. Supposedly, you're supposed to have that on the house, too, but I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. And then your outlets that are outside have to be ground fault
right.
protected. So you'll have, and I can't tell you how many times I'll see an outlet out there, and there's no GFI, so you could plug something in. And anyway, there's just some safety things that you have
it
to
is.
Think about.
Yeah, and you know, if you're thinking about a pool, you know, do your homework. You know, it's just like building a house. If you're going to build a house, you're going to pick the you're going to interview your builder, just like you're going to pick your plan and pick your lot. Well, you're going to do the same thing with a swimming pool. You know, you're going to interview your contractor that's going to build the pool.
And think about this too. If you're going to purchase a home that has a pool, you better get that son of a gun inspected. I'm just saying,
because mm-hmm.
it can get
That's
expensive
right. sure.
if it's. I've had people back out on houses because, I mean, I literally got to the house and the swimming pool was in the front yard. It was the weirdest deal. This has been long, long time ago, and one side was higher than the other side. I mean, the mm-hmm. pool was basically sitting in the ground, cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
Yes, that happens.
It just the whole thing shifted. And I was like, "Is it gonna be expensive to get that fixed?"
It is. It's very expensive to get pools fixed like that when the clay is and dirt has moved and it's shifted. It's not an easy fix.
It's
some
not
people
an
think
easy
that
fix.
You can go pump it up with yeah. something. You can't
put
do
a
that.
Jack under it.
Yeah, just pull it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just tug
you have
on
to
it.
Start over.
So let's talk instead about the permit process of getting an in-ground pool. I mean, you've got to dig, I guess. What's that number you got to call before you dig anywhere? You got to call them people, I guess. You've got to figure out how you want to line the pool, what material you want to use. Talk to me about that permit process, Sherry.
Well, honestly, that would be my daughter Hannah that handles all of the permits now, and my dad did previously. I'm not in that, but yes, every county, you know, you've got to have a permit, and it's a big deal. Like, they will shut you down
That's
if you
right.
don't. So
now we build a lot of pools when we're doing, you know, customs, and we always get. I will pull our permit for the home, of course. And then I want the pool contractor pulling their permit, even though it's under our watch, if you will. It's two separate operations going on. And the best time, and Sherry, you can chime in here, the best time to put in a pool if you're building a new house, I like to do it when brick is on the home.
Right. Yeah.
Because at that point we're somewhere around 70-75% complete with the home in most cases, which gives the pool contractor enough time so we finish simultaneously, because in order to get a CO, certificate of occupancy, the pool needs to have water on it, pool needs to be running, and landscaping needs to be complete.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Yes.
those things need to happen at the relatively the same time.
Wow.
What is the timeline on building a pool? I mean, is it 6 weeks, 2 weeks? I have no idea.
I think 6 weeks is fair.
Yeah, 6 weeks, depending on weather.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, of course, the weather.
Back in the day, my dad used to build one in 10 days if there was no rain.
Absolutely.
But we had our own crew then. You know, we didn't have to subcontract anything out, you know, and he did. He got it done in 10 days.
In 10 days.
In a very well-built pool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But realistically, these days, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And do y'all do a lot of the ones? I tell you, like I'll be doing a pool inspection and I'll change something and the owner is sitting at work. And they're changing everything back on their phone. I'm trying to. They're like, stop it. Because I need to see if that fountain works. Yeah. Or the light. You know, people have fountains and lights and
change it on their phone. And on the app.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They'll have a control on their app on their phone to control the swimming pool.
Oh, they love those.
Yeah. It is kind of nice.
It is neat.
Well, I have a question for Pam. What goes into inspecting a pool? When you got to inspect a house, what special things do you have to do when you see that house has a pool?
I'm looking at, most of the stuff is, I'm looking at what is visible. So I'm not going to be able to tell you about what's underneath, but I'm looking at the liner. And that means if it's cement or if it's a vinyl liner, to see if there's anything going on in there. The biggest thing I see on vinyl, and I was guilty of this myself, is that I was spreading my chemical without dissolving it first, and the vinyl will wrinkle.
Mm.
So, and that's usually a burn. It's a sign of some type of a burn. And so I don't do that anymore. I did that on my last liner. This liner does not have any wrinkles.
Okay. Yeah, I always recommend if it is a vinyl liner to dilute the chemicals.
Dilute your chemicals.
Because it'll bleach it, you know.
Mm-hmm. It looks uneven. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. So I'm looking at that. I'm looking at handrails. I'm looking at the diving board. Those things are dangerous, folks. And those bolts underneath that thing, they'll rust out on these older ones. And you get a child up there, and they jump on that thing, and it detaches. You're going to have some serious – you could have some serious injuries with something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm checking that. I'll pull the skimmer and look at the condition of what's on the inside underneath the skimmer. Because if there are any cracks or damages there, you could have some issues with that.
Mm.
And then the big thing that I see – this is hilarious, but – people will have a water hose running over to their pool, and they've got it on a slow, you know, they've got it trickling. Well, that probably means there's a leak.
There's a leak. There's a leak.
Yeah, they're trying to just add water to take care of. And usually the leak, unfortunately, is in a supply line that's under the ground. And what I'll look for, too, is bubbles. Like, if I can look in the skimmer, and that thing's clean, and I can go and look at the impeller motor, what is the, where you can look down in the glass and see.
It's the pump lid.
Yeah, pump lid basket. And the skimmer basket there. And they're both clear, and I'm getting bubbles out of my jets. Something's probably going on.
What is that something?
Yeah, that's an air leak or, you know, a leak in a pipe, you know, anywhere where air's getting in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there's a million things that could go wrong.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything else. You got to just be sure you know what you're doing and take care of it. And that's where...
Now nobody wants a pool.
No. I'm still sold on a cocktail.
15 minutes ago, everyone wanted a pool.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a pool.
If there's a heater, I will turn that heater on to make sure that it fires. I won't leave it on. And then there'll be all... We were talking a minute ago. There'll be all these fancy little fountain things, you know, and... I'll hit the button and make sure, you know.
Make sure it works. Yeah.
Make sure that they're working. I do not test the backwash, but I want to make sure that there is a backwash or backflow. And I want to know where the water's going.
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
You sound like you do this for a living or something.
Listen, we started inspecting pools. I don't know, because, Jerry, I came in and you kind of trained me up on the things that I should be looking for, you know. Because what was happening with... When you're getting a home inspection, it sure would be nice if you could just get all the stuff done at once.
Sure.
Right.
You know.
Well, and we don't do pool inspections anymore, you know. You do. And unless we built the pool, but we don't do pool inspections anymore.
It's just hard on pool companies to do that. Specifically in the spring when you're trying to get everybody serviced and up and going.
Right.
So that was when I kind of saw the writing on the wall and I thought, well, why don't I just start doing that? And just about every house, we do irrigation too. And sewer scopes. So we're trying to give you a one-person shop so you can just do it all at that point.
How much is a pool inspection? I'm curious.
I think it's like 119 okay. or 129.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, we're pricing our time, and it's going to take me, if I'm going to do the pool inspection, it's going to take me 20 to 30 minutes longer. So I just added whatever my time is. And same thing on irrigation. But let me tell you something. Irrigation, I get my steps in on irrigation because I gotta turn the dial and then run over there and make sure that that zone's working. Then I got to run back, change it again. And you can set it on a thing, but I never can keep up.
You're running all over the yard.
So I'm getting my steps in on those irrigation. But, yeah, the pool. And then the number one thing that I find that's wrong in pools, just almost 100% of the time, is the wiring, the electrical.
That's scary.
Something's wrong on the electrical.
The wires in your big old thing of water are messed up. That's frightening.
Well, I'll open that panel up. And now, I will say this, on the really high end that have those really nice component, control things, those are usually done right.
Right. Yeah.
But it's kind of that midline. Where they come in. And it's just like anything else, folks. Jeff and I talk about this all the time. You want to cut corners, then you get what you get.
Mm-hmm. You'll pay for those corners later.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. I mean, yeah.
I tell you. A lot of times that money that you saved, it actually cost you more because you saved a little bit of money. Now you have to hire someone to come
fix what you didn't pay for the first time.
Undo and do right. In a lot of cases, you pay time and a half.
Yeah.
And that's not just in the pool business.
That's in building business.
It's in a lot of businesses. I've had customers tell me before, well, Jeff, that just sounds high. And it probably is high, but it's done correctly.
Sure.
And there's a lot of value in that.
There is. Yeah. So I tell folks all the time, I don't sell cheap inspections. You need to call another company to get that cheap inspection because I don't sell those.
Well, that would be a feel good.
Yeah.
Give me a feel good inspection or give me a real inspection.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And there's a difference.
Look, listen, I tell my customers all the time, Jeff, should I get a home inspection? And I tell them, absolutely. I mean, I'm in the forest. I built the house. Sometimes I don't see the trees for the forest. So I welcome, and most builders welcome, a home inspection. And I'm sure pool contractors do too. It's just another layer of protection because, look, we're all human. We are all able to miss something.
So. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. This is Fix It 101 on MPB Think Radio. I'm Lacey Alexander here with Pam, Jeff, and Sherry Durden. We are talking about pools today, but we're just talking about anything you want to talk about today. So join the conversation with us this morning. Send an email to fixit101@mpbonline.org. Sherry, where is Bob's Pools?
We've got two locations. The main one is in Pearl on Highway 80.
Okay.
Down from Miss Kelly Furniture. And then we've got a location on Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Oh, wow.
By Lake Harbor.
All right. So you've Ridgeland is Madison County, right?
It is.
I moved here 2 years ago. So you've got an idea of how two different counties operate when it comes to that stuff. Are they any different when it comes to pools or pool requirements?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. We just, our main location in Pearl, that's where all our service department, weekly service cleaning, and construction work out of.
Okay,
and
then, I got you.
And just the one in Ridgeland is just strictly retail.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, so that's where you can go in, you can take a jar. And what I like now is y'all have got that computer program, so you can test my water. And when I go back in a month, you can look back
correct
to
yes.
see where I was a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And kind of the progress. I love that's pretty new, isn't it?
It is very new. It's when with about a year old, because previously, I mean, literally, I just used to test the water, write it on a piece of paper.
On a piece of paper and hand it to me.
And it's all in my head, what mm-hmm. I needed to tell mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And that became really hard for me to teach employees, like, what to tell people.
Oh, that's right.
And so we had to come up with, or get a computer program that would actually, test the water, have it printed out on a piece of paper, step by step, what you needed to add, but of course, I had to go in there and no, we need to mark through that. I don't want to do that. So we're still critiquing it. you know, because it may print out something that is just so long, and I don't like that. I want it to be simple. So I'm trying to teach employees to, hey, you know, just cross through that. They don't need to do that. It's recommended. It could be recommended, but not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing y'all are doing that's new, you know, and of course I've got a long history with you here, is you keep up with what I buy now.
Yes. And I love this because, yeah, some people are like, what did I buy last year that did so good in my pool? You know, mm-hmm. now we can pull that up, and with a new database that we have, a new point of sale system. So I really like that too. So
I got so tickled the other day. I went in and the shock has a certain color scoop, and the regular chlorine has a certain color scoop. And they said, well, do half a scoop. I said, well, which color, you know, which one am I supposed to do? And then I had to go home with a Sharpie and write whatever.
Now, Sherry, I've often wondered about this. Is the chlorine tabs and the shock, is that the same thing?
It is not.
It is not.
It is not. No, the granular chlorine is calcium hypochlorite. Okay? And there's different percentages. You know, it could be 68%, it could be 73%, it could be 58% if you buy it from Walmart or wherever you might.
Okay.
You know, so that, you know, it may be still okay to get, but it's not going to be as strong. Now the tablets, that's a trichlor tablet, and it's ours are 99% chlorine. And that's what's used to maintain the chlorine level. And, you know, the shock is what gets
so
the chlorine up.
So you really do need shock. If you need shock, you need shock.
You do need shock.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to use it all the time, you know, because tablets do produce that chlorine and maintain it. But especially with young children and, you know, not getting out of the pool to use the restroom, you know, you just definitely want to use some shock. Every now and then.
Oh,
we recommend it at least once a week in the summer months.
Yeah. Well, really, to shock it?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yes.
Jeez. No kids allowed in my cocktail pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Sherry,
I don't know if I'm happy or sad right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the foot works so well.
Yeah. You've burst Jeff's bubble over here.
Well, and something that you said that I think is really interesting is that you can go and buy cheaper chemicals in other places, but the percentages are not the same, so you're going to have to use more. So really, your cost is going to be about the same.
Or more.
Correct.
Yeah, or more.
Yes.
If you're getting the...
And there's more byproducts or the inert ingredients in the ones that have a lower percentage. And so it could cloud a pool. Different tablets that aren't as strong can make the chlorinators
sticky. So how much, when we buy the 3-inch tabs, because that's what my pool uses, how much chlorine should be in that? What am I looking for on the label?
You are looking for the percentage of the trichlor.
I got that. But what should that percentage be?
99.
Okay.
99%.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So you can
you
could go out and check that. And then the other thing on those chlorine tabs, those 3-inch tabs, don't put it in the skimmer.
Well, you can. People do put them in the skimmer baskets, but it's recommended to get a chlorinator plumbed in by the equipment. That's the best way.
Put it in the skimmer basket, it'd kill the snake.
Yeah, well, true that. Or the spider. That's what what gets in
is the
frogs.
Spider.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I've pulled quite
a few. Or the alligator.
Oh, the alligator. That's right.
A true story. I'm at the office. I get a phone call. My wife calls me and she says, there's an alligator in the pool. I said, no, there's not. Sure enough, I get a picture. There's a 3-foot alligator in the pool.
Uh-uh.
Just swimming around having fun.
Having fun.
In Mississippi?
At my house.
In his backyard.
We live next to the reservoir.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
On the Madison side. But so I guess the alligator just walked up the cart path and just kind of wiggled his way into the pool.
Well, you've got that nice little entrance for him.
That's right.
Yes.
I've got the zero entry.
The zero entrance.
So the alligator just goes in there. And if you've never tried to catch a 3-foot alligator, it is virtually impossible.
Impossible.
Can't say I've ever tried that.
No, me neither.
So we took a net, okay?
Oh, gosh.
We got the alligator in a net, and we kind of flung it into the hot tub. Hot tub was not hot, but it flows into the pool.
Yeah.
So now the alligator is in the whatever that 8 foot circumference is of the hot tub. It's not real big. So now they're swimming. You know, he's just swimming in a circle, which was a lot easier to catch.
Yeah.
So we got it.
Got to contain him. Yeah.
Taped the mouth up, called Madison PD, and they showed up along with, you know,
Mississippi Wildlife.
15 neighbors and,
yeah,
you know.
It was very exciting.
I
had some friends over one night after I got my heater in, and we're sitting around the bonfire telling stories, and all of a sudden my cat comes through the gate with a 6-inch rat.
No, it's alive.
Nice.
And so when he comes through, everybody starts screaming. Well, he drops it. Well, now my dog's game on. So they're running and running and running. All of a sudden, I did not know that rats could swim the way that they do. But that rat went in the pool. And it was just...
safety.
It was downright graceful how that rat was swimming.
And that is why you need shock.
There's the shock.
That rat's doing a backstroke.
I know, that rat, I was standing there, I didn't know they could swim like that. It was crazy.
That's... oh, my goodness.
I didn't know they could swim either. But yeah. Now, there's all kind of animals that get into pools.
Oh,
if you're a pool owner, you know.
Yeah.
One of my pool cleaners texted me a picture the other day, which they send me pictures on my phone all day long of the pools they clean. Well, he sent me a picture of, how do I get this armadillo out of the bottom of the pool? He was huge. It was huge.
No.
You're going to have to get your net, and if you break the net, just go get you another one, but get it out.
And if you're going to swim at night, you need a light in that pool so you can see what's down there.
Oh, my gosh. If I find an armadillo...
I prefer not to see it.
Yeah. Swim right over
your
it.
Your foot test is going to end if there's an armadillo in your pool.
Well, it was dead.
I'm...
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was there.
Yeah, it was gone.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Now, there's snakes that get in pools all the
time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sure.
Okay,
all the time.
Let me note to self. Do not try to shoot the snake. We've had a customer try to shoot the snake.
In the pool.
Yes, and he tore up his whole gunite pool wall by bullets going into the side.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
What did you think was going to happen
if you didn't hit the snake? Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, you didn't shoot the alligator. You let him go in the hot tub for
That's
a few
right.
minutes. You
That's
just
right.
transferred him to an easier place. You should have warmed it up for him.
I put the alligator in the cocktail hot tub.
Yeah.
That's right. It was easier to get in there.
And now the alligator's going to come back because he
That's
wants to
right.
get into the hot tub.
He's going to bring his friends next time.
Yeah.
Man, this is a happening place. I like this.
On that note, Marissa, get me out of here. I'm so sick of talking about alligators. I am here with Pam. I am here with Jeff. And Sherry, we have had the coolest conversation today. You have educated me about my grandparents owned a pool, and you've educated me more than I ever knew about this. So thank you so much for joining us
today.
You're
welcome.
Tell me what's going on at Bob's Pools. Anything you want to share with us? You got a lot of great workers over there, I'm sure.
We do. Got wonderful workers, but we are actually looking for more. It's
okay.
That season, that time of year.
Yeah. It's time, like Pam said, you can't jump in quite yet, but it is time to start getting ready.
Well, if you've got a heater, you can.
Well,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
A heater's year-round.
It's year-round, yeah. But, you know, and it's just an education. So once you, what I love about your folks is that, you know, they, if they don't know, they'll go, well, let me text Sherry.
I'm on my phone pretty much all day long. But that's what I like about them, because if they don't know the answer, they will call me, text me, and then call the customer back or have the customer call me. My phone is always open. I talk to people all day long. That's just what I do.
Are y'all hiring folks to do your service as well, to be on the trucks and go out and service? Or are you just looking for retail?
Mainly retail, construction. I'm wanting to build that back up. And, you know, pool cleaning, yes. We're always looking for, you know, more and more pool cleaners.
If you want to be the pool boy for Lacey's cocktail pool,
yes.
Call Sherry Durden and get your application in.
Man,
now,
that was pretty good right there. You're going to have a bunch of people calling. I want to be that pool boy.
Yeah,
really.
And Sherry's going to have to be like, she doesn't actually have a cocktail pool. She just wants one.
Right.
Sherry. Well, you're having a sale coming up, too. Tell us about that.
We are. We haven't had a sale since COVID.
Oh,
literally.
Wow.
We used to have one every year, so I'm super excited about it. And it's going to be April 3rd through the 13th, Everything in the store will be on sale. Wow. So y'all come by. Definitely.
That's the time, too.
It is.
April's a good time to start cleaning up that pool and get it ready.
Yes, and chemicals are expensive, especially last year was really bad.
Yeah, they shot up pretty big.
I will have to say that the prices have gone down.
Oh,
believe
nice.
It or not, okay. They have gone down.
Well, that is the only industry in which prices have gone down, so congratulations.
I agree. Yes. Grocery stores hadn't gone down.
Yeah, right. Sherry, before I let you go here in about 6 minutes, I want to ask some more questions. How do you determine how much chlorine you need for your size pool?
It's based on the gallons. You know, we like the chlorine level in the summer to be between 3 and 5 parts per million. So if your chlorine's at zero and you need to get it there and you have 20,000 gallons, you'll need to put in 2 pounds of shock.
Okay. Gotcha. And so if your pool has like an algae problem or it's foggy, is that a chlorine problem or is that related to another chemical?
That is normally from low chlorine, but it could be phosphates. It could be so many different things. That's why you got to check everything.
Yeah.
But then you got to double your shock amount and add some algicide.
Oh, algicide.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's that blue, it comes in that, it's that blue liquid.
A blue liquid, and is the bomb. Yeah. It works great.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And then I was having problems with metal. So I was buying the metal out from you guys. I think you told me about the powder that I sprinkle that I was using. And then there's a liquid, too.
Yeah, the liquid definitely gets the metals out. And the powder that you're using actually gets stains out.
Stains, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, on those, if you've got a vinyl pool and your steps are white, they'll stain and they'll start looking a copper color.
Right.
Gotcha. So, Sherry, there's pool problems you can solve on your own. Y'all have a whole retail section of your store to go in and buy stuff to solve on your own. When is it time to call a professional to come in and fix a pool problem?
Well, when the chemicals won't work, you know, you've done everything. It could be sand in your sand filter needs to be changed. You know, that the chemicals won't work. Will clear the pool, so it's time to get your filter sand changed. Or if you have a cartridge filter, you'll need to get that cleaned or replaced. That's very important. You know, if you see those bubbles we were talking about earlier, don't panic. We just need probably a pressure test to be done to find out where that air leak is, where that, you know, leak is, and we can repair it.
Okay. So tell our listeners about what a price range is for calling in these professionals.
We have a service fee of $150, and then it's $125 for each additional hour.
Okay.
If it doesn't take an hour, we will prorate that.
Sure.
Cut it in half.
Yeah, that's pretty standard on anybody you're going to get coming in to look at anything.
Right, right. And I'm sure that if the maintenance requires a bunch of chemicals, you'll charge for those as well.
Well, yes, chemicals are extra, yes.
Right, right, right. Well, they got to be. They're so dang expensive.
Oh,
we've only got a few more minutes. Pam, Jeff, Sherry, anything we didn't get to touch on today?
You know, it's just we're getting ready to fire those pools up.
Yes,
I love that you're doing your sale in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm already thinking in my head, what is it that I need to go buy? You know, new nets.
Yes, nets, brushes, you know, vacuums.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. If you don't have a robotic cleaner or anything like that and like to do it yourself, I mean, vacuum hoses, vacuum heads, all that will be on sale. So it's a time to come in and stock up on your tabs and your shock and other chemicals as well.
Now, do you have anything in your store to stop Jeff from having more alligators?
We do not. we cannot get rid of ducks either.
You know,
ducks, they love swimming pools.
Oh, I loved to have a duck in the pool.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I was inspecting a house one time. It's a spectacular house, and I looked down, and there were mallards swimming around in the swimming pool.
Now, nothing better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they leave their markings now.
They're gonna
poop.
You're
in the
gonna
pool.
Know if they were there.
No, that's okay though. I mean,
we could come out and clean it.
That's right.
That's right. Then you need the shock for sure.
Well, you might need ducks to chase them rats away, Pam.
Yeah,
that graceful
rat
in your pool.
That graceful rat. Well, the end of the story on that is that I got my net and I finally caught that crazy thing, flipped it out on the ground, and my dog killed it.
Pam. You should have let him free. Or
well,
let
I,
him in the house.
I tried. I was actually going to take him and throw him over the fence, but he got out and he wrote his own story.
It was the rat's fault.
He chose his fate.
He chose his fate.
He had a really bad day.
It was a bad day.
He did have a bad day.
For that.
He was in the cat's mouth, went in the pool,
and
then in the dog's mouth.
And that I've got a little terrier, and she slung that thing and broke its neck, and I was like, well, dude, sorry.
Pam, you could have at least gave him a snack or something. Sherry, in our last minute here, tell us one more time where we can find Bob's Pools, what else we need to know about your business. Tell us one more time about your sale. Just pitch your business before you leave.
Two locations, Bob's Pool Service in Ridgeland on Highway 51 by Lake Harbor, and in Pearl on Highway 80 down from Miss Kelly Furniture going towards Brandon. All right, we have a sale April 3rd through the 13th. Everything in the store will be on sale.
All right. And if they want to come bother you, which location are you at?
I'm in Pearl mainly, but during the sale, I will be in Ridgeland.
That's one of the perks of the sale. You get to go bother Sherry and ask her all these
questions.
Oh, they follow me everywhere. And I love it.
Right. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Jeff. Fix It 101 is a production of Mississippi Public Broadcasting Think Radio and is funded by the generous contributions from listeners like you. Our call screener was Will Pickering. Our board operator is the wonderful Marissa Vaughn. For Pam Pybus, Jeff Salmons, and Sherry Durden, I'm your host, Lacey Alexander. Stay tuned for Everyday Tech and join us next Wednesday at 9 for Fix It 101 only on MPB Think Radio.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.